Good morning. You're listening to FloorDeli.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have Armando Caffiero, the managing director of Ceramics of Italy, known over there as Confedistra Ceramica. Armando, how are you?
Very well, Kim. Thank you very much for having me on your program.
I didn't make it to Trisai this year. I want to talk about the show and the Italian participation in the global tile market. It is Tuesday afternoon. You're 6 hours ahead of me. The second day of the show, for my listeners' benefits, Trisai is the largest ceramic tile show in the world. Over 100,000 visitors come to Bologna, Italy every year in September, and you have roughly 170 different countries represented, almost 900 exhibitors. It is by far the leading show related to tile. One of the reasons it is so successful is you not only have the exhibits, the product displays, but you also make this an annual design conference where you bring in speakers, you call them protagonists, and you have major speakers that are from around the world. So let's go through. First, just quick question, is the show this year as strong as it always has been?
Thank you very much, Kemp. You sum up very well the main features of our show, and we had a very good start, as you mentioned, 900 exhibitors, 500 from all over the world, which makes Versailles the largest show of tile and bathroom furnishing all around the world. Mm-hmm. This year, the investments of our company are showing very strongly. The last year, $350 million invested by tile companies in Italy, which makes it 7% of the turnover, which is a figure that more than traditional manufacturing sector is more of an high-tech one. And you can see really throughout our stands, the first days are very strong. The visitors are coming from all over the world, and we are starting our events of the program.
In the past, you've had over 100,000 people. I know we're just in the second day. Do you feel like the attendance is as strong as it's always been?
We feel it that the first 2 days were above the previous year. We will be going through some figures from the market in a minute, but definitely the market situation is supporting stronger show than previous year. But I believe that also the accompanying events that are growing here at Versailles are helping the attendance, particularly from the A&D community. This morning we had a very exciting conference from Lord Norman Foster, the British architect. Over 2,000 attendees. We have a very large conference room here in Bologna with more than 1,300 places. We were not able to seat all of our guests. We had to organize video conferences. This is going also for the other features of our Versailles programs. Let me just mention one particular part of this program very fond of, which is called Versailles for Students. And we are expecting also in the next phase of our show almost 3,000 students from art schools and architecture faculties from all over Italy.
Okay. And I know you have an economist, I believe, that's speaking as well. So it's a full week-long set of speakers. So let's move to the conversation around the global tile market. I know that's something that you guys keep good statistics on. Talk about the Italian company's roles in the global tile market, if you would.
With pleasure. The tile market all around the world is keep growing, and I think also in 2015, 6% growth, over 12 billion square meters all around the world. Mm-hmm. Out of these 12 billion square meters, more than 2 billion are traded across a border. Mm-hmm. And if you consider that Italy is the leading exporter in the world, it makes that out of 5 billion of turnover of our Italian companies, 4 billion comes, which is more than 80%, comes from export. Our main market outside Europe is the U.S. You are seeing growing figures in the double digits also for this year. And we know how demanding is the U.S. market, and the investments of our companies that I was mentioning before are all directed to satisfy our customer needs.
Mm-hmm. You know, Armando, I can share with you that we ran some numbers in our May issue of Floor Focus, and carpet continues to be the leading surface in the United States at about $8.5 billion wholesale value. But ceramic tile is clearly number two and is over $3 billion now at wholesale value in consumption. So it is the second largest category for flooring. And I think our growth in that category in 15 over 14 was about 7%. So we're seeing some strong growth in this country in the consumption of tile as well.
That's absolutely correct, Kemp. Of course, we know that it's not only a matter about figures, but the U.S. market is also very demanding in terms of sustainability and proof of sustainability for our products. Here in Europe, the Italian tile industry has been awarded by our institution by the best available technologies recognition, which is a way to keep on investing in this direction and, of course, to prove also to our international clients that we are doing that. For this, in this edition of CERSAIA, we are presenting a new tool, which is the environmental product declaration for all our Italian sectors. This has been a quite considerable effort that took the last months all the Ceramics of Italy companies, and we are presenting here at CERSAIA, and is available on our website on Ceramics of Italy if your listeners are interested to go more in depth into it.
Okay, yeah, you gave a presentation on that, I think, just a few hours ago.
That's correct. It was done in cooperation with our regional authorities. As you may know, over 90% of the Italian production is concentrated here near Bologna in the Sassuolo district.
Right.
And being such a considerable production in such a limited amount of area where the quality of life is considerably good, we are also located near the Ferrari factories in Maranello. There is a high degree of attention from our authorities to our environmental record. And I think this new environmental product declaration is a good tool to demonstrate our efforts to the market.
Okay, Armando. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. It's good to hear that the show is doing well again this year, and I look forward to getting a report back from the editor I have over there. So again, been talking to Armando Coffiera, the Managing Director of the Italian Ceramics of Italy Trade Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.